السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. America orders the disbanding of Iraqi armed factions after they are no longer needed. Translated. It appears that the increased pressure exerted by the American occupation forces on the Iraqi government in Baghdad and the refusal to deal with any Iraqi government that includes armed factions or their allies has yielded results with these factions, especially given their approximately 80 parliamentary seats. Several leaders of these factions have announced their agreement to disarm, most notably Qais al-Ghazali, leader of the Asaib Ahl al-Haq, Haider al-Garawi, leader of the Ansar Allah al-Awfiya, Shibl al-Zaydi, leader of the Kata'ib al-Imam Ali, and Qadim al-Fartusi, spokesperson for Kata'ib Sayyid al-Shuhada. In contrast, the Hezbollah and Nujaba factions announced in official statements their categorical refusal to hand over weapons, but the reality is that they are in a weak position, especially after the Iraqi judiciary endorsed the decision of the factions that adopted disarmament. Despite this momentum at both the official and media levels, the mechanism for implementing disarmament remains unclear. Statements and declarations have not clarified whether it will be limited to the disarmament of heavy weapons only, or whether it will encompass all types of weapons and the disbanding of all these factions. Nor has it addressed the inclusion of the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, especially given their legal status. Although the American messages did not exclude anyone, a source close to one of the factions told Al Arabi Al Jadid that, quote, "The upcoming parliament will discuss the issue of integrating the PMF into a new law called the Internal Security Law, replacing the previous law called the Popular Mobilization Forces Law," end quote. The existence of multiple armed groups within a country is a pathological condition. But what if these groups are based on an agent regime or foreign powers? Undoubtedly, this will bring disaster upon the country, as evidenced by numerous examples, such as the Lebanese Civil War in the 1970s, the ongoing tragedy in Sudan, which has claimed thousands of innocent lives, and other conspiracies orchestrated by the enemies of the Ummah. It is no secret that the American occupiers exploited these groups to incite sectarian strife in Iraq. Then, under America's watchful eye, they sent to Syria to kill innocent civilians and those rebelling against the Syrian tyrant. Now that they are no longer needed, the U.S. has decided to eliminate them to clip Iran's wings and sever its influence beyond its borders. O Muslims, O Ummah of guidance and righteousness, it is truly regrettable and saddening that the meddling of the infidel, kafir, occupier continues in Muslim lands, plotting, commanding, and being obeyed in the subjugation of a nation whose population exceeds 1.5 billion Muslims without any uprising against it. Have decades not been enough for you spinning in a vicious cycle, oblivious to the need for a comfortable, humiliating existence, when you are a nation that once carried the torches of light and guidance for all of humanity? Have you not realized that this humiliation and degradation that has befallen us is due to the fact that we are a fragmented ummah without a unifying state or a just leader to rule us according to Allah's law? An imam, as described by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتِلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. Has a time not yet come for you to respond to Hizb ut-Tahrir's call to work diligently to restore your glory and honor? This can be achieved through radical change and the establishment of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, according to the methodology of the prophethood, an obligation from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a glad tiding from his messenger. May Allah bless him and grant him peace. Only through it will the Ummah unite under one banner and one leader, thus gaining control of its destiny and dispelling the whispers of Shaitan from its enemies, as was the case with our righteous predecessors. This is not difficult for Allah, so join the sincere workers striving for the great obligation. And Allah is with you, and He will never let your deeds go to waste. Surah Muhammad, Ayah 35. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Iraq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.